Hello, and welcome back to Make a Fuss with
Ebba
and Goose.
Yay.
We are back, and maybe better than ever, maybe worse than ever.
I think we're somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, we're as ever.
Mm-hmm. Today is a special bonus episode because we did not watch a movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, we both have our classes ending and exam happening. Do you have an exam?
I do not have an exam.
Oh, you lucky thing.
I just have to finish this reflection and then basically I'm good.
Well, I have an exam and I have to prepare for it. so we're not going to record this coming Monday. So we're recording on a Friday.
Yay.
Yeah. And that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
No movie for us this week.
We're just going to do our updates and then take as long as we want with that.
Yeah.
We'll say what we want.
Play a little game and then shut the fuck up.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. There's people talking outside of our recording room, and I don't know what's happening, but I'm sorry if it's in the background of the track.
We're just a little distracted by whatever's going on. I don't...
Yeah, there's drama actively happening outside of the room. Don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Do you want to start with your week, or should I?
I can start with my week.
You have a lot to talk about if you think about the stuff in your room.
Do I? Oh, yeah. Well, that's more the men that I'm mad at. That's what I'm saving it for.
Are they all male?
In my head, they are.
Oh, that's fair.
Only men have that kind of audacity.
That's true.
Anyways, it's been 3 days since we last recorded, so it really hasn't been a week.
True.
So, yeah, I don't have a ton to say. I've just kind of, like, spaced out, and I don't remember the past 3 days.
That's so real.
Well, I mean, I do, but I don't. Like, don't worry about me, but also I don't remember a single thing. So yeah, there's that. We'll get into my tale of tragical woe in a bit.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty tragic.
I genuinely don't have much to say about my week.
Okay.
I'm just living. Oh, wait, hold on. I do. I just finished a project for my, my class. Yeah. And we all, like, got to read each other's today.
Oh, fun.
And someone told me they liked it. So I was like, yay!
I love that.
But
James.
I'm supposed to write a reflection, but I'm not quite done. So I still have to do that. But yeah.
That's my least favorite thing about classes is when they make you reflect on the thing that you've just turned in for a grade.
No, I'm like...
And then they grade the reflection. And I'm like, sir... Why?
It speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Yeah. If you can't if you can't understand what I wrote, then it's on you. Yeah. Fuck you.
Exactly.
I say to all of my professors very respectfully,
mm-hmm.
Because that's something
really
I say
like
to
this
them.
Professor. She's like so nice.
Yeah, she seems cool.
I'm like, oh, you're such a cool.
Yeah,
such a cool lady.
Love her.
Anyway, your week.
I'm doing well today. The past couple days, I've been having some fatigue. I often have a fatigue, like, I have sort of episodes of just, like, I can't get out of bed. I'm so tired for no reason. So I called my mom last night, and I was like, hi, Mom, I'm tired. I just wanted to tell you that. I also happened to lose my my computer charger, so I did need to call her for advice about that. But that's a different thing. But... yeah, it's a very frustrating thing that I have where I can be doing almost everything right and still have massive fatigue for no reason. I take my vitamins. I won't say I eat decently well because I haven't been eating three meals a day for the past couple weeks. I've been eating like 2.5 at best. But like, you know, I mean, I sleep an awful lot. I go to sleep at a regular time. I take my vitamins. Haven't been able to go outside very much because of the weather, but, you know, I'm doing the best I can, and I'm still exhausted. So, chronic fatigue, woo! Yeah, so that was not great, but I have consumed an awful lot of YA fiction over the past couple days.
Yay! We love to see it!
I have consumed so much, and it feels like I've given myself brain rot. You know,
you just get like, to a like more simplistic state
of
mind.
Like it, like the book that I was reading, I'll talk about later. But they're very, like, they're simplistic. And so yeah. I was like, my brain feels green right now. It feels green and slightly mushy. And so I was like, I would, like, shake my head around a little bit and kind of expect my brain to, like, slide around a little, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of where I was at. But it didn't, because brains don't do that unless they're really, really broken. And mine's not quite at that state yet.
Oh, mine but is.
It is? It yeah. slides around?
No, when I shake it, it goes back to normal.
Oh, you know? That's true. I can verify. Abba yeah. will do this thing where mm-hmm. she disassociates, and then in order to reassociate with the world, you go, hey, Abby. And then and, like, you see her blink twice and then go and shake her head.
I blink twice.
Yeah. You always blink twice. Or you do it like, you do kind of like a hard,
how do you notice that? Because
I'm looking at you and I'm trying to get your attention. I'm always like, what is she thinking of?
My eyes just like unfocus, and the only way to focus them, talking about it makes my eyes want to do it. The it's only like, way yeah. to, for me to like physically refocus mm-hmm. on whatever's happening is to do a little shake like an Etch-a-Sketch. That's how I
like Etch-a-Sketch.
I like to say it.
That's a good comparison. I like that.
It's really not a great comparison because an Etch-a-Sketch is blank after you shake it, right?
Yes.
I didn't really use Etch-a-Sketches. It was kind
I
of
did.
Before my
I had an Etch-a-Sketch. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I love that thing. I think I threw it down the stairs a couple times because I was like, what if I shake it to the max? And in my mind, shaking it to the max was chucking it down the stairs. Those are the small ones.
You're like, whoops, it broke.
It didn't break ever. It was a sturdy little thing. Anyway.
I had like a child Etch-a-Sketch. So it was just like a pen on like a, it wasn't like paper. It was like, you know, when you put the pen to the thing, then it like would turn a color. But then there was a soccer ball at the bottom. And when you move the soccer ball across, it would erase.
Interesting.
This is a very visceral memory in my brain.
Interesting.
This little thing deeply impacted me.
My understanding of an Etch-a-Sketch is that it has the two dials.
Yeah.
Did it not have that?
It did not have that because it was for, like, toddlers.
For infant. Yeah. And you have to have some hand-eye coordination.
Mm-hmm. But this was just, like, a pen attached to the board thing, and it had, like, a magnet in it, and then you would just, like, scribble.
Yeah.
But I think for a while I thought it was an Etch-a-Sketch.
And so, okay. Yeah. Similar
concept.
So I was
confused.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. how my week went. Lots of brain rot from reading and mm-hmm. Lots of sleeping. So, yeah. And my other fun update is that my perfume, I love perfume, fun fact about me, and it's not like I can go out there and buy, like, Dior and like that kind of thing, and I don't really care that much about like those really fancy brands. I kind of like more indie kind of like perfume where you know that like someone's like hand mixing mm-hmm. the thing.
It's like a witch brewed it.
Exactly, that's what it feels like. And so there's this brand called Posy or Poésie, because I think it's from French. It doesn't have the accents in it, but it's from French.
Yeah.
And they hand make all of their perfumes, and oh my god, they're so wonderful. And I might go out and get them and make Abby smell them as a test later on, see if what scents she can pick up from them.
Instead of reviewing a movie, we're gonna
review
test my nose.
We're gonna review Abby's nose and my perfume. So yeah,
that sounds so fun. I'm so
and
excited.
It made me very happy. Mm-hmm. That's my week.
All right, let's get into the men we're mad at.
Yeah.
There is a man that I'm genuinely mad at, but we're not going to talk about that right now.
Yeah.
So what I am going to talk about is my bug problem. So it's gotten warmer this week. It's like 30, it was almost 40 when I left the house.
Yep. Warm as, I wore a sweatshirt today.
Yeah.
Just a sweatshirt.
I've changed into my fall jacket, and this is another subject, but winter should not be 2 weeks.
I agree. Climate change. What the
state,
fuck?
I have never seen January this warm for this long.
And you're a local Minnesotan.
Yeah, I've lived here my whole life.
It's weird.
And this ain't right. This isn't a coincidence. This isn't like a warm year.
Quote unquote warm year.
You know, just like by coincidence, this is something.
This is climate change, and we should take it as evidence for what it is.
Or it fucking feels like it. I don't know.
Flowers are blooming in the Antarctic. Whatever.
What?
Do you not know? Do you know
I
that quote?
I have not heard that.
I'll figure it out.
Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Or if you want to pull it up now.
No, you go.
Anyways, oops. So I'm sitting on my bed. I'm about to start my homework. That was the most annoying part. Mm-hmm. I was, like, finally going to be productive. And then I see some movement next to me. And, like, less than a foot away from me on... It's not my bed. It's Johanna's bed that I sit on now.
Use a couch.
Yeah. I've just got so many places to sit now. It's really nice.
Lots of places.
I'm like, I could sit there or there or there or there. So, yeah, like inches away from me is a giant stink bug. If you haven't really encountered stink bugs, they're terrifying. They look like something out of a nightmare. I don't think I had really before I came to college and lived in my stupid building.
They were everywhere at my house in the summer. Anyway.
Yeah, I never really ran into them enough to, like, know what they looked like.
that moment when you have a run-in with a stink bug.
Terrible run-in. And they're hard to kill. And
well,
you
don't
want to
kill them, too, because
then
they stink.
Yeah,
because
then they'll get stinky. So then you'll make it stinky. So I have to catch it and bring it all the way downstairs.
Or throw it.
I could throw
it. I throw them. I just throw them out into the hall, and I'm like, someone else can deal with that.
But my hall already reeks. That's constantly true. So I really can't be risking that.
Yeah.
So I put this thing in a cup and put a paper on the other side, and then I have to go down an entire elevator and go outside and then come back in. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, that sucks. And then I come back into the room, and what do I find but a wasp?
A live wasp.
A live wasp. I see it in the windowsill, and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me right now. What the heck? I saw a dead one, too. I was like, how did you all get in here? It just got warm, and they were all like, oh, better come in. So, yeah. And then the wasp crawled into the radiator, and we haven't seen him since.
I was hoping
dead,
that he got fried.
I personally. Was hoping, too, but if I never know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then I begged Lucy to go sleep in her dorm that night.
And she did.
And I kept her up too late.
It wasn't super late. It was mostly just the light, I think.
Like, I was making a ruckus.
No, you weren't making... I can sleep through mm-hmm. the ruckus. It's like, for some reason, I'm very, like, light sensitive. And so, like, I was, like, half asleep. Yeah. But then, like, you turned the light off, and I was like, what's up?
What's up? Well, I was like, oh, shoot, she's asleep. Because my homework was a video game, and it took me a lot longer than I thought it would. But
that's
such
a liberal arts thing to say. My homework was a video game.
But, yeah, I was trying to finish it for class the next day, and I was like, oh, this won't take that long. I'll be done before Lucy's going to bed. And then I wasn't. And I was like, oh, no.
It's okay. Don't
worry. Saw you, like, sleeping like this, and I was like, it's okay. I'm a menace.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
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 So I'm going to say that those bugs were men, because only men have the audacity.
To show up in someone's room uninvited. They're not paying rent.
Yeah.
They're not paying student, like, mm-hmm. debts. Debts? Student debt.
Payments?
I don't know.
They're not paying tuition to go here.
They're not paying tuition and housing to go here.
I didn't ask for a new roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's not fun at all. I don't like my building.
Yeah. You've got one more semester, and then you're free from that fucking building.
But will I be? I know that they say they're turning it into an all-freshman dorm, and it should have been before.
It was supposed to be, but they keep on fucking over-enrolling. Sorry. Yeah.
So I'm just, people say, oh, after this semester, you won't have to deal with it anymore. But I'm like, what if they put me in that building somehow?
I think we should sue.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would like to sue. Because housing just hates me.
Yeah.
Someone in that office has a personal vendetta against me. They're mm-hmm. like, what if we made things terrible for her?
Yeah, for this girl right here.
And other people too, but mostly her.
Yeah. Mostly this one. Yeah.
Just that one. Anyways.
My man of the week, I have now decided, I didn't write it down, it's the man that Abby is also mad at. And I'm going to be mad at him on her behalf because, oh my God, that man is such a bitch. Okay. What's our next subject? Stuff we read this week? Is that what it is?
I think we usually do watch first.
Is it?
I think we do watch, read, listen usually. That feels right to me.
Okay, you go.
All right.
What have you been watching?
I've mostly been rewatching Anne with an E.
Yes.
Still working on it. I'm on season 2 now, and season 2 is not that good.
There's
because
more people walking past us. Stop looking at me.
I don't like the glass. I'm like, yeah. I need to look this way. Yeah. So I've been watching Anne with an E. Actually love it. I don't have a ton to say about it. I just don't like the season because Gilbert's not here. And I
he's away on the boat.
Yeah, he's on the boat. And I do like when we see him on the boat, but I'm like, he's not in Avonlea.
Yeah, because, he also meets Bash, right?
Yeah, and I do love Bash.
I love Bash.
He's just in Trinidad a little too long. I'm like, wrap this up, man.
Come back, darling. Come back.
Get back
here. Come back from Trinidad.
Get your butt back here.
I want you back.
But I love seeing Anne and her friends interact, and I feel like I see so much of our group in them.
I do too.
I think that I would be Ruby. If you remember Ruby,
I do know Ruby.
Yeah, I don't know. I
feel like
so.
Ruby's like even, or I don't know. She's so innocent. Like I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're more of an Anne, really. Like, in terms of, like, the writing and creativity part.
There's that. You're right. But also, Anne's embarrassing.
That's true.
Ruby's embarrassing, too, a little bit. But in a way that I'm like, that's relatable.
Yeah. I don't know who I would be. I feel like... I have no idea, actually. I feel like I'm not really any of the characters. And that's okay. I can't think of anyone. Right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll let you know if I think of something.
Okay.
anyway, I just got to the part where she tries to dye her hair and she has to cut it all off and it looks really bad.
And then now Gilbert's going to come back because she's going to have the ugly bob.
Yeah, she cuts her hair. It's terrible. It's not even a bob. It's like just so short.
Like pixie cut. And then it grows out to a bob by the time that he's back, right?
Oh, does it?
I think so because he comes back for Christmas.
I remember. No, he's like coming back and she just cut it. I think the day she goes to school with this terrible haircut, it's like,
oh, is the day he comes back.
Your crush is here too.
Yeah. No, okay.
Which
I'm
is
misremembering
like,
things.
Just, it's my least favorite part to watch. I know it doesn't matter, but I'm like, I can't take it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Yeah, there's so many scenes in Anne with an E that I both like just adore, but also it's so sort of embarrassing and like I understand that feeling that like it hurts to watch, you know? I don't know. Anyway, Anne with an E, go watch it if you haven't seen it. Love it so much. I cried every season that I watched.
I definitely cried at some point, but I don't really remember when. It's just making me long for a simpler time, you know?
Yeah.
I see her outside in her little prairie dress, just like in the woods, Jay chilling, and I'm like, I want to do that. I just want to live on a farm.
Yeah, I want to Jay chill outside.
I probably won't because I would die, but...
Like. Yeah. I was going to say I probably wouldn't because the weather's gross outside right now, but...
It's not that gross right now.
Yeah. Also, if we were in the 1800s, climate change wouldn't have taken its full effect yet.
So it would be actually cold like it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
I actually had a lot to say about that now, didn't I?
Yeah.
You go, Lucy. What are you watching?
What am I watching? I've completely given up on watching The Wire.
Really?
Do
you still
watched,
have to for class?
Yes, I do. And I haven't watched any of it. I haven't watched an episode of The Wire. You are moving the mouse.
Sorry.
I have not watched an episode of The Wire since the beginning of last week. No, end of last week. And I just no longer care. I'm really bad at watching television. I can't keep focused. And so I've been reading the Wikipedia summaries of every one of the episodes because it's quicker and my brain likes it better. And I also really, there's so many frustrating situations in it where I'm like, if only this character would actually be intelligent and also like have some humility, everything would be better. But of course they don't. And then I'm like, I can't handle this. I can't watch this. So what I'm not watching is The Wire. I am no longer watching it. What I am watching is my comfort my comfort thing, which is a video game YouTuber called the Russian Badger. And I have been watching his old videos on YouTube while I do writing assignments and such, just as background noise, because I need to have background noise in order to get my brain to shut the fuck up. And having no background noise means my thoughts get too loud and then I get sad.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I've been watching.
That is the one thing that I think I couldn't do if I was in Prairie Times is like
go without noise.
There are no AirPods.
I can't have my air. Well,
in the olden days,
I want my noise canceling headphones so that I don't get overstimulated.
Yeah. I really need at least the opportunity to have a little tune going, because mm-hmm. it just makes ordinary tasks so much better.
I think the one thing I would say about that is that not having my little music in my ears mm-hmm. at all times would make me go absolutely feral when I did hear music. Like, can you imagine, like, for us, we inundate ourselves in music, mm-hmm. and I love that. But then also at the same time, it becomes so like such a part, like intrinsic part of our day. But like if we didn't hear music that much from our favorite mm-hmm. artists, and like I heard Hozier performing like at the local bar or something, and I was like walking down the street outside of the bar and I heard he was performing in there, and I walked in and everyone's like drinking and it's warm and it's cold outside, and he's performing on this little tiny stage and he has a couple people around him playing music, I would go feral. I would lose my shit. And anyone, like, that's why folk music has so much appeal. I don't know. I would just lose it.
I think I kind of disagree with you, though, because, like, a live concert and listening to, like, that just, like, in your headphones is, like, a completely different experience for me.
That's
I
true.
Still go feral.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite day of last year was when I went to the Eras Tour.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's just, like, I think, like, a community-based type of activity like that is mm-hmm. it's just different than listening to music on your own.
That's true, yeah.
Because, like, that's... I think that definitely is something that we don't make as much space for anymore, especially, mm-hmm. like, a post-pandemic society. It's, like, something that... I don't know, maybe post-pandemic we value that a little bit more. But, mm-hmm. yeah, it's just, like, feeling something with a whole crowd is so... magic and rare, and I just love it.
yeah.
And I don't think I realized how important it was or how much I liked it until the past couple of years, so.
Yeah. Music's pretty cool.
Love it.
That's our conclusion for the week.
Music is good.
Yeah. What are you reading?
I'm still reading the same book I was last week, Flower Heart. I really don't think I've made any progress in the past couple of days. I've been writing.
Yeah.
So,
and I can vouch it was a very good thing. I cried mm-hmm. a little bit at the end.
Yeah, I made myself tear up at my own writing, which I've never done before. So that was a cool experience.
It was a
for
very,
me.
Very, very good ending. And I didn't even read the sad ending or like bad ending.
Well, they're both kind of sad.
Just in different ways.
But, you know, there's a good sad and
a bad
not
sad.
So happy sad.
Yeah. I cried at the good sad for context.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm currently going on a binge of reading YA Dragon Rider fantasy.
Yeah.
And so the books I picked up because I was feeling sad, the first one was called Pack Dragon. And oh my God, I was immediately transported back to like 2015 in middle school reading The Ranger's Apprentice at lunch because the writing style is so similar. Like, I don't remember the author of The Ranger's Apprentice series, but I was obsessed with that shit. I devoured that series. I loved it. And it was like so, something about it.
I think Jacques was telling me about that.
Did he read Ranger's Apprentice too?
I think so. Or you read something with a very similar title.
I'm going to need to get him in here and so we can talk about Ranger's Apprentice.
I feel like it was that. He was telling me at lunch one time that he was, like, rereading it.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I loved those books so much growing up. Anyway, so
Jacques,
this,
if you're listening to this episode, you got to
hit me up and tell me if you've read Ranger's Apprentice and if you want to talk about it. Because I, like, really, genuinely, they were such a, like, sort of positive kind of, like, I don't even know. They were a positive fantasy YA thing that was just kind of like, here's some characters, and they're going to have, like, positive relationships with each other.
What?
And it's going to be awesome because, like, in The Ranger's Apprentice, like, the main character is, like, an orphan. He finds a father figure. He and his father figure have – they eventually end up having, like, a non-toxic masculine relationship.
I love it when that happens.
And you're like, oh, my God, I love this. And then the other thing that I loved in retrospect in particular was that the main character's, like, bully from the first book becomes his best friend and closest confidant.
That's cute.
Because they end up going through,
ugh,
like,
I love that.
Multiple different sort of awful situations together, and they're like, oh, we're not so different, and also we represent two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And we can balance each other out and love each other. And they have this, like, really loving relationship, like, brotherly relationship. And you're like, oh, men loving men as friends?
What?
I didn't know that was possible. And then, like, also, like, even the like, sort of romantic relationships are handled very sort of casually and sort of just like, yeah, this will happen eventually, but we're not going to press it because the children are children right now because it's a YA book.
They need
they'll eventually, like, grow up and maybe get married and because they all love each other and that kind of thing. And you're like, anyway.
See, that was how I felt when I watched Luca for the first time.
Oh, that's fair. I like that.
I was like, you know, they don't have to kiss at the end of this movie. These are very young children for me to, like, get that, you know.
They're in love, yeah.
That's where this could head. And my mom was like, oh, I didn't see it that way. I was like, Mom.
Well, are you blind?
Mom.
Anyway, so that's me talking
about... Shout out to my mom. Love her. That was a moment.
a little bit of a blip on the gaydar.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ranger's Apprentice is the blueprint for all good fantasy / historical fiction YA children's books. And this series that I read was a Dragon Riders fantasy, high fantasy book with the same vibes. Just like fun, wholesome, action-packed kind of Ranger's Apprentice vibes.
Wait, so you weren't actually reading The Ranger's Apprentice right now?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to talk about that.
No, fair. So fair.
I just wanted to talk about it because I stand by it. Those books are great. But yeah, no, so the Dragon books, I couldn't tell you much about them. Main character's an orphan, as most YA fantasy stories are.
The orphans that are.
And she, like, ends up going and joining the army and then accidentally bonds with a dragon, even though it's, like, forbidden for a peasant and a non-fighter dragon to bond.
Wait, only the rich people
bond
with dragons?
The idea is that, like, nobility is... Most noble lines have magic blood, quote-unquote.
Capitalism.
And so they are normally the ones who end up having bonds with dragons because magic and dragons, obviously. And so then all of the sort of lower class people who don't have magic don't really have that. And then the other part of it being forbidden is that there's, like, different types of dragons, and there's battle dragons, and then, like, normal dragons. And the normal dragons are the ones who, in the army, they kind of, like, haul around the supplies and, like, they carry stuff or whatever, so they're called pack dragons. And then the battle dragons are, you know, the really big, scary ones that get paired off with people so that they can have, like, the dragon rider thing. Anyway.
Like horses,
yeah.
And you've got the horse that pulls the cart and the horse you're going to race.
Exactly.
Okay. Cool.
Which is a little different, though, because horses that's going to pull the cart are normally significantly bigger than horses that you're going to race. Horses that you're going to race, like Arabs or something, are much smaller, shorter, better, like, longer-legged and thinner, because they're made for speed, not endurance. Anyway, all that to say, so she's going against the grain, this main character, you know what I mean. She bonds with a pack dragon, and then she's like, yo, I have magic. And then she finds out she has even more magic than the regular person, because why wouldn't she? And then hijinks ensue, and I was like, yeah, I'm in a place where I need to feel nostalgic for my childhood and also delve deeply into escapism.
That's so cute. I love that.
And so that's what I did.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
what are you listening to this week?
This week, I've mostly been I listened to a lot of Taylor Swift this week, which
I noticed.
Don't I every week?
I noticed.
But specifically, I've been looking up, like, angry Taylor Swift or sad Taylor Swift. And then I'll just, like, pull up a playlist and put that on kind of in the background because, like, I know most of her songs really well right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm, like, I, you know, I'm listening to it and I, like, can sing along, but I don't have to think about it a lot. Specifically, I've rediscovered Cold As You from Debut, and that one's really good. I've been listening also to a song, or Ask by the Smiths.
Love that song, actually.
I really like that one. I really like the part where he says, I'm going to butcher this, but I have to do it. He says, a Bucktooth girl in Luxembourg. But he says it in a silly way. And I love it every time.
Yeah.
I really thought I could do that a little better in my head. and also I've been listening to Jenny from Thebes by the Mountain Goats.
I saw that album on your AirBuds.
Yeah.
And I consciously was like, I should check that out. And then I didn't because I was sleepy.
So fair.
Yeah.
I've always thought that Logan would like that album because it's kind of dad rock and it's got like Greek mythology in it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can see that.
I would just like to like expand his palette a little bit.
Yeah,
off
he's
of like Billy Joel.
I was about to say Dylan Thomas because apparently that's the only older white man I can think of who writes poetry. Not, what was his name? Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Those aren't similar at all.
I know they're not, but in my head that was the same thing for some reason.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but
I'm
not
Logan's
entirely
doing
sure
good.
Where I stand with Logan because he hasn't
I like how we're just dropping names.
Yeah, a little bit. Sorry. I'm not saying anything bad, really.
Yeah.
Actually, now I'm about to.
Sure.
But he hasn't contacted me since I won fantasy football.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of thought a little congratulations was in order, you know, a little bit like, hey, good job. But seems like he's bitter, so.
Well,
I think they're all bitter, actually.
To be fair, he's also in Italy, living it up.
That is also very true, but I don't know. I feel like at some point in Italy, he had a moment to be like, hey, congrats on winning fantasy football.
True.
You're so smart and talented, and actually football is very easy to win.
Yeah.
You don't have to watch a single game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, what I'm listening to this week, I've been listening to Lord Huron. Lake Huron.
Huron?
Lord Huron.
You know what we're saying. Just go with it.
I have been listening specifically to Strange Trails, which is his album from 2015. And my favorite tracks right now are Dead Man's Hand, because I love the imagery of that song.
Mm-hmm.
And then Way Out There, and actually I have a lot of tracks I like. Way Out There, Louisa, Meet Me in the Woods, The Yawning Grave. And then as I was departing my class today, I randomly shuffled my music, and I had, give me a second.
I think I've only listened to The Night We Met from that album.
Through Me, parentheses, The Flood by Hozier, which is another song that has such poignant imagery.
Yeah.
And it came on and I was like, I almost tripped down the stairs because I was going down these sets of stairs to leave the building and I had my eyes closed and I was like going head bopping kind of thing. And not even head bopping, like swinging my head back and forth dramatically like I was in a music video.
I love that.
And I almost fell down the stairs twice. And people saw.
Don't do that on the stairs, bro.
I'll work on that. But it's so much fun. I've been rediscovering Ghost Mane, who is one of my favorite artists. His music's classified as hard rock, but it's like kind of death metal slash hip hop, I would say. And I think my favorite track of his is Death by Dishonor, or I also like Caligula. So those are all of my shout outs for the week of what I'm listening to.
Love
and
that.
I have a lot of things. Yeah.
Do you remember the first time that, like, you and I hung out without Signe?
Not like, well.
Yeah. I think we had just started French class, and we were together on some sort of project or something, and we needed to do something together, so I went over to your room. And that was, like, the first time that
and you showed me Gregory Allen Isaacoff.
And you showed me Lord Huron.
I do. I do distinctly remember that. I just didn't realize that that was, like, the first time we hung out.
I think it was, because I think I was, like, nervous. I was like, I hope Lucy likes me. I want to be friends so bad. That was almost exactly a year ago, I bet.
That's true. Oh, my God, that's weird to think about.
So that's
was it over J term?
No, it was probably at the beginning of spring semester, but, like, close enough.
That was just
a little nostalgic.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. And I connect Gregory Allen Isaacoff with you so strongly, specifically the cover of that album that you showed me.
I'm like,
that's Abby. The colors on that album are Abby. The shape of that album cover is Abby. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's who she is.
I love it when you say something like that. I'm like, to be known.
That's to be known. Anyway, yeah, that's what we're listening to.
Since we're not doing a movie, I'm just kind of going to draw this out. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the song? Well, I mean, I'm sure you do. The song Lost in Time and Space.
Yes, obviously.
Yeah. That, to me, feels so much like how disassociation feels.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I almost can't listen to that song because it kind of messes with me.
No, I
listened to it because you told me to listen to that album.
Yeah, no, I don't even know. When I'm disassociating, I think that's why I've been listening to Lord Huron on and off for the past month. Is because I've been struggling with disassociation, and I like it just feels like, I don't even know, like when you're not disassociated and you listen to it, you start feeling like you're gonna start disassociating.
Yeah.
And when you are disassociating and you listen to it, you feel like that's the only real thing that you can hear right now. Or at least that's how I feel.
It brings awareness to the feeling.
Yeah.
I just kind of worry that like, I'll just listen on a loop and it'll bring me deeper into it. I don't know. That's a little dark, but
better turn it off after a while.
Yeah. Lost in Time and Space is like,
ugh.
Like if someone was like, what does disassociation feel like? I'd be like that.
this song right here. Mm-hmm. And also like, this is going to sound, again, really strange, but I have mild synesthesia and the color green that is on that album cover.
Yeah.
In comparison with the black behind it on the album cover, that contrast of color is the same color as the synth in that song.
Oh.
And I don't know how to describe it, but it's like that echoey synth that's like all distorted and stuff.
Yeah.
And that he uses to sort of underline the main melody. Mm-hmm. That is the color of disassociation for me.
That's so interesting.
And so like I think that's like, and I don't know if I connect that with feeling disassociated because I hear it like that or because I associate the song with the feeling like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I always wonder if, like, I think someone on Airbuds was like, what's a song that makes you think of the color blue?
Me. And that I could was only, me. That's my question.
Oh, that was you. but I was like, I can only, like, I'm looking right through now. And I can only pick out the songs with blue album covers. I'm like, is it because, like, the artist heard the song and thought it was blue and they put blue on the album cover? Or am I just kind of very
suggestible?
Suggestible. That's the question now, isn't it? Did it go away?
I think it went away. Dang it.
Tragedy.
We've still got a song that rips your heart out and cuts it into 1,000 little pieces, courtesy of Siggy. Yeah, no, all of the ones from before that are gone.
Sad. It's okay. We'll ask new questions.
We will ask new questions. Yeah.
Yeah. Should we move into our silly little game?
Can we pause and I can go get the perfumes from my bag?
Yeah. Let's do that.
And then we'll come back and have Abby sample them. Okay.
See you in a
And we are back, and now I have perfumes for Abby to sniff. The first one we're going to sniff is called...
I want to come up with a name for it.
Oh,
and then you tell me the real that's name.
I'll hide them away from you.
All right. Okay. I won't read it. All right.
This is my favorite.
I'm getting a strong plant vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what plant. I'm going to call this one Moonlit Garden.
That's a good name. That's a good name.
That's the name.
The name given by Posey is Myself Invisible. And I should pause this real quick. Okay, we are back. I now have the scent profile from Posey, the site. Myself Invisible is inspired by Charlotte Bronte, the writer. And Myself Invisible is a quotation from one of her diary entries. The scent notes are stacked books, spilled ink, black tea, shy violets hiding deep in the forest. Do you want to sniff again?
Okay. Yeah, I can't say I smell anything that really reminds me of a book, but I like the garden part and I get the like plants.
I smell paper, like old paper.
Yeah.
I don't know if that correlates.
I guess. Yeah, I suppose.
So that is Myself Invisible by Posey. The next one is one that I haven't smelled yet, so I'm going to sniff it too. And it is, I won't tell you what it's called actually. This one is much sweeter.
Yeah, that, hold on, can I smell it again? I don't know what I just smelled.
Oh, oops. I just put it in my mouth!
No! Lucy, oh my god.
I meant to taste it.
I can't tell you what that reminds me of. It feels like...
I can taste it!
Oh, no!
Okay.
It sucks that perfume smells it's so good, but tastes so bad.
It doesn't taste... It just tastes like oil. But I fully smelled it, and I was like, gotta eat that.
Things that smell good shouldn't be bad to eat.
Yeah, that's what
it's
I'm
not
saying.
Fair.
It's so unfair.
This reminds me of a shop.
Okay.
I don't know what the shop sells exactly, but it reminds me of a shop.
Okay.
So I'm going to say we're going to call this one Victorian Marketplace.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
It's also nowhere near what the actual name is.
Look, my sniffer is not... It's not great,
yeah.
But that's what I'm going to say.
The name on Posey is The Dead Rise. It's inspired by like gothic horror novels from like the mid-1800s. So very giving Mary Shelley. And the scent notes are dark roasted coffee beans spiked with fresh cardamom pods, cubes of brown sugar, ambrosian, and cedar.
I don't know that I got coffee from that. I guess I can, I feel like I
get more cardamom than coffee from it.
I think I'm getting cedar, but I don't really think I really know what cedar smells like. So I'm like,
yeah,
that
cedar
must be,
is
that could be
the
wood.
Sort of woody scent,
yeah.
I guess. But like, I don't know, I couldn't, I also mm-hmm. can't tell you anything more about cedar than like, it smells woody.
It smells like wood.
It smells like wood. I don't know.
I saw a dude on TikTok, this is going to be a tangent.
Okay, go for
I
it.
Saw a dude on TikTok bake sawdust into bread.
Why?
Because apparently, like, that was a thing in the old days when they didn't have a lot of flour. They would bake sawdust into bread.
Okay.
And so he had, like, six different types of wood that he made into bread.
That's so strange.
And then he, like, blind taste tested them to see if he could identify the wood. And he got, like, 4 out of 6 right.
That's really strange,
it was
actually.
Oddly impressive. I was like, he really knows... His bread, or his wood, I don't know.
Okay, next scent.
So that was cool.
This one is fairly similar to the last one we just smelled. In my opinion.
That one is, it smells more like a dessert to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to call that one, like, it reminds me of, like, a bakery or a coffee shop.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we're going to call that one, like, lo-fi coffee shop.
Yeah, so the thing about the first thing that stands out to me is that it smells very Christmassy in a sort of subtle way.
Okay.
And the reason is because it has cloves as one of its undercents. So the scent...
Are cloves Christmassy?
Mm-hmm.
I think of them as Christmassy.
I used to always make
cloves with Christmas.
Dried clove oranges.
Those are the little
them.
Star things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
dried cloves into a nectarine, and Ooh. Then it dries it out, and it smells wonderful. You can use it as like a smell diffuser in like a closet or on your shelf or whatever.
Oh,
we used
so
to
fun.
Make them for Christmas. Anyway, the scent profile for this one, which is called Whisper Your Bitter Things from Wuthering Heights.
Wait, isn't that a different one?
I'm holding up a different one, but I meant to hold up this
one. All right. I was like, wait, are you reading the wrong one?
I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
And then the scent profile is pressed coffee beans. Again, I don't smell
that.
A ton of coffee. I'm the other way around.
I just smelled like, it's not a lot of coffee, but I feel like it's...
Yeah, it's coffee-ish.
Coffee vibes. That's why I said lo-fi coffee shop, because it's not how an actual coffee shop would smell, but it's like the idea of a coffee shop.
Yeah, okay, so it's pressed coffee beans, dried clove bud.
But.
Stop.
Lucy said butt.
No! No, don't tell Mom. And cassia bark, jasmine and neroli blossoms, and roasted vanilla pods. And I think the vanilla and the neroli is this, like, sweet smell. Like, that smells like this is a bakery.
Yeah, I think I got the vanilla.
And then the final one is a sample bottle that I've had for a while, and I've been using it sparingly because it was a seasonal one, and so they don't have it anymore.
I have to hold up the thing.
And I'm very sad about it.
It's reminding me of something, but I don't know what, so I'm excited to hear you say it. Gosh, I can't really place that. I feel like it smells like tea almost.
I can see that.
I don't know. We're gonna call that Mouse in a Teacup.
That's a very cute name for one of these perfumes, honestly.
I think that's good, yeah.
The correct name is Mother Ginger. And
that's
it's from
the correct name now, is it?
Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. The brand name. The brand name
it's
is Mother Ginger.
It's an official title, but I can call it what I want.
You can call it what you want. Because language
Maybe
is
it's ginger.
It is ginger.
Okay.
And so the scent profile is is a dark gingerbread cake with all of the holiday joy baked within. Heaping spoons of ginger, cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove, brown sugar, sticky molasses, and caramelized edges. I think I get a lot of molasses, and that's kind of like the sort of dampered down sweet smell.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't know. I really, really love gingerbread cake. And so when I got this sample, I was like, can I eat this? And I wanted to wear it all of the time.
Yeah.
And then it's a seasonal thing, and so it only gets put out during the holiday season. And so I was like, fuck, this can't be my signature smell because I can't wear it because I can't get it every all the time. Anyway, and it's also based on the Nutcracker because that whole collection,
that's cute.
The collection has, the names are Clara, Comfort, Fireside Revere, Morning Mayhem, Mother Ginger, Pink Christmas, Spellbound and Snug, The Perfect Tree, The Waltz of the Snowflakes, and The Sugar Plum Fairy. So it's all inspired by that cinematic universe.
I think that ginger is very much a Lucy sort of smell or taste. Like, I hadn't realized it now, but I'm like, yeah, ginger.
Yeah.
If you were a smell, you'd be ginger.
I really, really, really adore ginger and gingerbread smell. I think that there's like a certain sharpness to the smell of ginger root that I don't like very much, but like distilled ginger of any sort, I'm like,
I want some of that.
I
like eating like the pickled ginger when you get
Ooh,
sushi.
Ooh, yeah, I do too.
And it's like unpleasant but in a good way.
Yeah. I love that. Anyway, that has been our scent profile of my Poesy Hall.
Smelling time.
Which is, again, a kind of weird medium. You can only hear us,
you
but we're going to smell
it.
Things.
But just imagine. Now, let's remind ourselves of our silly little game.
I know what our silly little game is because I came up with it.
Then you tell us.
Our silly little game is a what would they be question. And the question is, who would each of us be if we were in a band in terms of, like, what position would we play?
Are we picking from the girly pops?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I probably should have prepared this question. I was just like, well, we'll wing it.
We can also wing it.
Like, yeah. I need, like, a visual. I know everyone's name, but I need to, like, see the list. Okay.
Let's take a gander here.
What are we basing this off of?
Vibes just plus vibes? Instruments people play.
Okay.
Because in my mind, Johanny is the lead singer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, I mean, she also plays drums. So,
this is true.
Like, and I can imagine her absolutely tearing it the fuck up on a drum set in a, like, rock band.
I think we can all, like, passably sing, or at least most of us can. Sorry, I didn't mean to diss anyone there. I'm not thinking of anyone specific. But, like, we can't play the drums, and Johanny can.
Johanny can. See, the thing is that, like, there's... Oh, I can't remember the name of this band, but it's a lesbian band. It's not the Aces. It's a different one.
Different lesbians.
Different lesbians. And the main singer is also the drummer. Yeah. And so she's buff as fuck, and she's so hot. and so she sings while playing.
That's crazy.
And it's, like, an insane workout. Because you're, like, yeah. I mean, drums alone is an insane workout.
You're
you have
sweating,
to be super strong.
You're panting.
But then she's also like, the, like, air and lung control of singing. Anyway, I feel like Johanny could do that.
Yeah. So,
personally,
are we putting Jacques on the trombone?
I was thinking like Jacques would play brass in general. I can kind of imagine him, like, shredding as just sort of, like, the brass solo, you know?
Like a saxophone or a trumpet type of thing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like trombone is not a great, like, solo in a band.
Maybe, I can imagine it. I think...
Maybe that's just my lack of imagination.
I feel like he could have a bone solo. But yeah, no, I feel like he already plays in bands and orchestras, and so he, like, knows, I don't know, he, like, very much feels like the sort of equalizer.
Yeah.
Both musically and as a person. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like Caitlin should play bass.
I can see that. Yeah. Like, just kind of, like, being the quiet, cool one who's kind of, like, on the right-hand side of the stage, just, like, nodding along and shredding on the bass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I don't know.
Are we giving ourselves roles, too?
Okay. I feel like if I could play piano, I would play keys.
Yeah. No, for sure. That makes sense, actually.
But
you're
I can't
a keyboardist.
Play. I can't play.
This is not about actual ability. You said it was based on vibes.
It
you're
is
a
vibes.
Keyboardist.
I would also kind Waterhouse. Of. My mom likes to say that I would be a bassist.
Yeah.
And I kind of think that I'm not cool enough to be a bassist.
I think you're definitely cool enough to be a bassist.
Thank
but
you.
Caitlin
Thank
just
you.
Took that spot.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you can also have more than one.
Yeah, you can. But I feel like we all need our own.
Yeah. You know. I feel like my vibes fit keys.
I think so, yeah.
And I would also be a backup singer kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah. We'll all have a mic at least.
Yeah.
I feel like this might sound bad, but I think Emmy should play the triangle.
Emmy, what the fuck?
I don't mean that in a mean way. I just think she'd be really excited. She'd be like...
She would be so freaking cute, dude. Oh,
my
God.
I think so, yeah.
The thing is, like, she's also a really good singer. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I feel like she would be, like, the backup singer, but, like, also she would be so enthusiastic about, like, picking up any instrument that we were like, hey, we kind of want to have, like, this track that has, like, a triangle in it. And she'd be like, I can do that.
I can play the triangle. I got this.
And
so, yeah.
Yeah, no, but I feel like she would also be, like, the hot backup singer who's kind of, like, in the background doing the, ooh.
I think you can do that and triangle, you know.
That's true. Who else is there?
She's a man of the world.
Gigi, I was also kind of imagining as either, like, main singer or backup singer.
Yeah.
Again, hot backup singer who's, like, right next to the main person and, like, is just look there to, like, look hot and then also, like, just do the kind of, like, fun harmonies.
I feel like I can see her as our lead singer, though.
I can, too.
Because if it's not her, then it has to be me or Signe.
Well, Johanny.
But Johanny's on drums.
I thought we were.
Did
I thought
we put her on drums. I
well,
don't remember.
Well, she is on drums, but I thought we were doing a duel, like a lesbian band I was talking about.
Yeah,
but
all right,
we don't
we
have
can
to.
Do that.
I don't know. I feel like Gigi would also be a very good main singer. Because in my mind, Signe would be the hot guitarist. You know, like, like there's always the band, and then there's always like everyone's like fawning over the main singer, and then there's like a sort of section who are like, oh my god, the guitarist,
though,
and that would be Signe.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I think that Gigi would be a good. I think definitely think she,
or maybe we would like switch off main singer. Mm-hmm. You know,
I feel like she and Emmy would be like a good duo as singers. Yeah. You know,
they so, both like, have a triangle.
No, Abby!
I get really stuck on this triangle
thing. I can tell. No, I was imagining both of them, like, crooning into the microphone and, like, having fun and, like, dancing around
with
each other.
Like, those, like, 60s exactly. go-go outfits.
Yeah, that'd be so cute. And they would be, like, they would, like, mirror off each other well.
Because, maybe in this band, everyone should be holding a triangle.
We should just wear them around our necks. What? This is the triangles. Our band is called the triangles.
The triangles. Yes.
You know, me and my mom have an entire doc of band names, of dumb band names.
I love that.
Should I share it with you?
Yes, you should. But first, you need to give me an instrument.
Oh what my god! I forgot.
We forgot about me.
I'm sorry. It's I don't tragic. Know.
A lot of instruments are taken at this point.
Yeah. Oh, that's hard. I feel like you would also be a guitarist, though. That's the thing. Is it like I can also see you playing guitar or bass? I don't know.
I played guitar when I was little.
That lines up in my head.
So in theory, I...
that makes sense. I think you would probably play guitar.
Okay.
I don't know. Or you would be the, like, the synth person, which would kind of be, like, I feel like to a certain degree, you and I are interchangeable in terms of vibes.
Okay.
And I don't mean that as a bad
We've
thing.
We've got a similar energy.
We've got a similar energy.
I think our brains are, like,
and so, like,
on a similar track.
Like, when I say keys, I mean the person who's, like, standing with the, like, kind of board that's like a keyboard, but also the sound and synth control.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like you would also fit that. And so we could switch back and forth between guitar and synth and piano. I don't know. That's the vibe.
We'll be one.
Oh, don't look at my notes app, please.
I like that. I told you that a couple of days ago, too. I was like, don't look at the notes app. We're an open book to one another, but not the notes app.
The notes app stays hidden.
Far too personal.
Yeah.
But I like our triangles concept.
Where the fuck? I can find my standards for men list, but not my... not my... Oh, my God. Where did it go? I know that I have...
Where's she at, bro? In my notes app, I've listed the ins and outs of 2024, and I've added another out recently. Food or cake? Wait. Real or cake?
Oh!
I'm so goddamn tired of real or cake.
Is that still a thing? I have not seen that since 2017.
My Instagram algorithm really thinks I still am into food or cake.
Or interesting.
Real or cake. And I'm so done with it. I'm like, stop it.
I don't want to see real or cake.
Stop pretending to cut an object.
It's so strange.
It bothers me so much. Did you find it yet?
I didn't find it.
Bro, I'm just...
I'm sorry.
Stalling now. Anyways, so yeah. Real or cake is stupid and always has been.
Yeah.
And yeah, we shouldn't do that. I'll just, like... share other things from my notes app. Let's see. Or we could pause, I guess.
We have... I'm now just going through my notes app. and I have a note from a while ago that's titled 3411 Planes, Trains, and Odd Automobiles Optimal Meme Phase.
That's
and
great.
I think what I meant was that was the time stamp of the film and that I wanted to come back to it and screen grab the guy's face and use it as a meme.
That's great.
But I never did, apparently. And then I have jokes for Mr. S, who is my math teacher in high school.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I've only cried once this year.
So far?
Yeah.
It's been a month. Good job.
Look at me go.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I've only had one proper cry.
Have I cried?
This is why I have to track my cries. I just get curious, you know?
I don't think I have cried, actually.
Got my shopping list, our movie list. You haven't cried yet?
I don't think so.
That's crazy, bro.
But that might be a lie, because I don't remember.
That's why you gotta write it down.
Yeah, that's the problem.
For no good reason. I never really went over my cry log from last year, though. I did it the whole year. It was pretty impressive.
I have the... I just have a poem in my in my notes app, which is The Second Coming by Yeats.
I
don't know how to pronounce his name, but it's the one that's about World War II. And for some reason, I was deeply obsessed with this poem in high school. Can I read it?
Yeah, go for it. I think we're going to abandon whatever we were doing before.
Yeah, we were doing something. I don't know what the fuck we're doing. Anyway.
Remember.
it's a very sort of depressing poem, and I think that it reflects my mental state when I was in approximately 10th grade. I don't know. I think that was the point when we were, like, in the Trump presidency, and I had gotten to the point where I was politically aware enough that I was like, wow, this is awful. The world has gone to shit.
Dystopia.
And then it continued to go to shit further. And so I was like, oh, that's unfortunate.
Isn't that fun?
Anyway, it's called The Second Coming, and it's where a lot of iconic quotes come from. Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Surely some revelation is at hand. Surely the second coming is at hand. The second coming. Hardly are those words out when a vast image out of Spiritus Mundi troubles my sight. Somewhere in the sands of the desert, a shape with lion body and the head of a man, a gaze blank and pitiless as the sun, is moving its slow thighs, while all about it reel shadows of the indignant desert birds. Darkness drops again, but now I know that 20 centuries of stony sleep were vexed to nightmare by a rocking cradle. And what rough beast, its hour come round at last, slouches towards Bethlehem to be born.
That is awesome.
It's a really good poem.
Is that last line? That's a Joan Didion novel, Slouching Towards Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that was where that was from.
Yeah.
It's lovely, Lucy.
A wonderful poem, and I was so obsessed with it in high school.
I just spaced out right on this recording button that's kind of like...
it's glowing green.
Yeah, it's like glowing and then it dims and then it glows and it dims.
And you're like, now I see the second coming at hand.
I'm a little spacey if you can't tell
if
yet.
You can't tell by the everything about us. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Should we leave it on that?
Yeah, that's my contribution to the world is bad reading of a poetry.
That was a lovely reading.
Thank
Don't
you.
Sell yourself short.
I'll take that.
We will see you when we see you.
Yeah, we've got to go.
We're going to take like a week off because Lucy's going home and as am I. But we'll be back in better than ever.
Better than ever.
Now let's stop recording before I say something really stupid.
Better than ever.
Better than ever.